AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In France today, President Biden was at a spot that during D-Day, soldiers climbed the cliffs during the invasion of Normandy.
They breached Hitler's Atlantic Wall, and they turned in that one effort the tide of the war that began to save the world.
The president called on Americans to defend democracy from threats at home and abroad, and without mentioning him by name, cast an implicit contrast with Donald Trump.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for.
Trump's former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pleaded not guilty to felony charges for an effort to overturn Trump's election loss to Joe Biden in Arizona. Hunter Biden's daughter, Naomi, testified at his federal gun trial in Delaware.
Attorney Abby Lowell began calling witnesses after federal prosecutors wrapped up their gun case. They say the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form when he said he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty. Lowell has said he did not believe he had a serious drug problem at the time of the gun purchase and that there was no attempt to deceive anyone. Jurors were sent home and they'll be returning next week. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
An upcoming report by the UN Security Council plans to list Israel and Hamas as waging a war that violates the rights and protections of children. Meantime, Central Command Vice Admiral Brad Cooper says the U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid to Gaza by boat has been reconnected.
We want to seize this opportunity and get the aid to the people as quickly as possible. We anticipate that our goal will be to deliver 500,000 pounds over the beach.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is belatedly acknowledging more travel paid for by Republican mega donor Harlan Crow. Thomas has faced criticism for failing to report luxury trips paid for by Crow and others over many years. The Dow finished down 87 points. This is AP News. An AP analysis finds thousands of so-called zombie companies are facing a reckoning as the bill comes due on years of cheap debt amid high interest rates. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Zombies are companies so laden from borrowing they can't or are barely able to pay even the interest on their loans. The number has jumped by a third in the past decade. The companies run famous brands like Carnival Cruise Line, JetBlue Airways, Wayfair, Peloton, and Britain's Manchester United. They include utilities, food producers, hospital and nursing home chains, and real estate firms with half-empty office buildings. Sometimes the debt was used to finance stock buybacks and big paydays for top management. That's what happened at Bed Bath & Beyond and Smile Direct Club. Wall Street isn't panicking. Investors have been buying stock and junk bonds. George Cipollone with Penn Mutual Asset Management says if rates stay at this level in the near future, at some point, he says, the money comes due and it's game over. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.